So you know how study abroad usually works, right? American students head out overseas to embed themselves in a whole new culture. In Minnesota, though, the City Stay program is showing you don't have to go so far. Students do stay with a host family from a different culture that speaks a different language, but they don't even have to leave the Twin Cities. Max Nesterak has our story.
Armand Monk Johnson gives me the tour of his host family's home, a one-and-a-half-story bungalow in Minneapolis.
We spend most of our time when we get home here.
He's staying with his host mom, Alicia, and her two kids, Marielle.
I am 8 years old.
And Tomas. He's a little shy. He's 5. In the basement, Monk Johnson shows me the Hot Wheels tracks he and Tomas have laid out.
Whoa.
Almost.
Monk Johnson is 15. He's a 9th grader at a private school in Minneapolis that's doing something a little different. It's called City Stay, and it offers students a chance to immerse themselves in a new culture for 1 week. Melk Johnson chose to stay with this family, with roots in Peru.
My mom was really supportive of me, and she was like, you know, you can do this. It's just showing how other Americans live, and it's no big deal. So I was like, okay, mom, whatever. So first night, best night, by hands down, best night. We played and jumped on the bed, and we tickled and all that stuff, and it was like, wow, like, I don't want this to end.
Yo quiero que él se sienta feliz y...
Alicia says she really wanted him to feel comfortable. She worried he wouldn't like Peruvian food, but he does. And as for Spanish, well, Melk Johnson is learning.
Ahí viene la autobús, which is I see the bus coming for our bus stop that we take back to our house.
Nos comunicamos bien.
Alicia only speaks some English, but she and Melk Johnson communicate just fine. They figure things out. We're only using Alicia's first name because she came to Minnesota from Peru 11 years ago on a tourist visa and stayed. She could get deported for that. Now, both her kids were born here, and she says she likes hosting students so her kids can meet new role models.
Armando es un lindo niño bien.
She says Melk Johnson has been a great guest. There's this moment that both of them tell me about.
El domingo fue mi cumpleaños.
So on Sunday, it was Alicia's birthday.
Her daughter, Marielle, told me, oh, it's my mom's birthday today.
And they were at this big market.
And I was like, really? Did you get her a present? And she said, no. So I was like, well, we gotta get her something.
And while Alicia was buying food,
I said, Marielle, let's go to that bakery and get her a cupcake. So I took it out and I was like, Feliz cumpleaños. And I gave it to her. And she was really happy. And I was really happy, too.
Alicia says she can't bring herself to eat it yet because it reminds her of him.
Es un recuerdo de él.
The City Stay program was created 4 years ago by Julie Knopp, a kindergarten teacher. She said she got the idea while living on the U.S.-Mexico border and seeing wide cultural divides.
It made me reflect on how much untapped potential we have right in our own backyards, right in our own communities.
She also wanted to make cultural exchanges more accessible. A program like City Stay is cheaper than typical study abroad programs, so it can involve a wider mix of students. Knopp says she's been surprised by some students' choices. She's had Mexican-American students who've wanted to stay with other Latino families, and students from Thailand and China wanting to stay with a Hmong family.
The student from China said, I lived in China, I saw Hmong people there. I came to Minnesota, I see Hmong people here, and I want to know who are Hmong people. I want to know more about them.
Back at Alicia's house, it's Melk Johnson's last day here.
Oh, so I got my bag packed.
Oh, Armando, no.
Alicia is making breakfast. She offers Melk Johnson cereal or a traditional Peruvian oatmeal with sweet potato and chia seeds. He opts for the Frosted Flakes. Melk Johnson says he will call and plans to stay in touch. For The World, Max Nesterak in Minneapolis.